AJ, I just want to talk to you real quick, kind of where the state of the series is, kind of where you see things right now. Right now, there's kind of some rumors of a lot of unrest in this series, and I was wondering if you could talk about, from your standpoint, both as an owner and someone who's been around the sport for so long, how things look right now.
Well, I think the owners are going to make up their mind what they want to do. They're having meetings every other day, and boy, they want this and they want that, so I think they're the ones that got to get their heads on the shoulders right, because they're having a meeting today and I elected not to go and didn't let my son go because, you know, they agree on one thing one day and next time it's different. So, and actually, right now, I think that RL has made some good decisions. They all agreed with it. Now I think they're wanting to change the rules again, and you don't get nowhere by doing that. So I guess I'd have to say we're just going to have to wait and see. They're going to have to live with what RL wants them to do, because, you know, the governor of Indiana made a statement that they'd put $5 million on it. People operate that in Indiana, they get a $150,000 discount, and I know it's going to be a hardship on maybe in 212, everybody buying new cars, but these cars have been around for 10 years, so it's time to update them, and I think some of them want to run the same cars and build bodies different, but to me, I think that's sending good money after bad.
As one of the few owners that isn't based in Indiana, did that rub you the wrong way, that bonus that the state is offering them?
Well, I've operated out of Indy many times. No, it don't rub me the wrong way because, you know, the way I look at it, Penske don't operate there. I think Target's got a shop there. There's a lot of teams. Ray Hall don't operate out of there. Not Newman's team, but Carl Haas's team is out in Chicago. So there's a lot of teams that don't operate out there. And if you're going to go racing, you just got to pay the extra money.
There was obviously a lot of talk in the last year over this Delta Wing concept, and I haven't heard you throw your weight behind one side or other of that. Do you have an opinion on that whole, on the car, the theory?
Well, the way I look at it, if you ever drove a one-ton Ford pickup or Chevrolet?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay, did you ever knock the rear fenders off?
I have.
Okay, that's about 3 inches. The Delta car is 3 foot wider, okay? Normally a race car, they stick their nose in first and try to follow it. I think the concept of it might have been good, maybe to try to set a world's record or something. But far as racing, I think the concept was very bad, because I think you wind up getting a lot of people hurt. I could be wrong, but I definitely would not want to drive one with the front end way narrow and the back end 3 feet wider, because I think you just could have a lot of very serious accidents.
You've been around, obviously, a long time. You've seen so much change in technology. But all of that change in technology, whether you're talking rear engine cars, ground effects, wings, you name it, all of that has been technology that's evolved on the track. It's been proven to be better. Can racing make such a quantum leap of change of technology that's mandated, like if you went the way of the Delta Wing?
I don't see it, because first of all, I don't know if you got a race driver that could run one on a road course. You know, a road course, you normally run a road course with your front wheel trying to do it. But you got a constant think, you got a pair of rear wheels about 3 foot wider. So I'd like to see them run around a road course. Or like in Annapolis, when I raced there for many years, you kind of judge that wall off your right front. Well, you don't want to do that in a Delta Wing, so I think you'd have to have a completely different driving skill, a bunch of different drivers, and I'd say most of the old guys that are running today or young guys got used to running these cars, I think they'd be in a world of trouble.
Speaking of young drivers, is there anything really that can be done to get that link back to the short track guys? We see so many short track guys going to NASCAR. The theory or the popular sentiment is that a dirt track just fits the driving style of NASCAR.
Well, I would say two-thirds of the drivers that come over here, a lot of them are from foreign countries. A lot of them used to run in road courses and formula cars. Half of them probably would not know how to drive a sprint car on a dirt track or a midget on a half-mile dirt track or a mile dirt like you had to used to run. And it'd be like half the dirt car drivers driving sprint cars would not know how to really run a good road course. So you got just two different clientele today in racing.
But it's been so long since that traditional link has been, you know, from you go from midgets to sprints to Silver Crown, and then it come up to Indianapolis.
Well, that's quite true, you know, and then the reason why I'd have to say that, a lot of the foreign drivers come over here and they buy their rides, they bring money with them where the economy's been tough, and so the owners have to take them to pay the bills. So I think that's where that concept, you know, like when I came along, I couldn't raise $2. I didn't have $2. So I proved my way, and Clint Bronner, that Dean Van Lines was fortunate enough to see me run the High Banks at Salem, and they hired me my first year, and then from then on, it was fairly easy. But I still ran the dirt and all that, and sprints and midgets, because I loved them. But these boys probably have no desire to ever do something like that, because they probably don't care about it.
I actually just asked Mario that question yesterday, whether today's drivers are so singularly focused, whereas your generation, you drove anything that had wheels any day of the week, and anytime you get seat time, it's a positive. Do you think that would help some of these drivers today? Just seat time, really, in anything? Well, especially with the lack of testing that you're afforded in the IndyCar
system
now.
Well, what makes it easier today, you got computers, you can tell the driver and your engineer, sit down and tell him everything he's doing wrong. He can see what he's doing wrong on racetrack. And when Mario and I come along, you didn't have all that stuff. You and your chief mechanic, had this decide what's going on, but right now I can put a rookie in there and tell him everything he's doing wrong, where before you didn't have that technology. So the whole feel of racing has changed quite a bit, you know, from Tony Stewart come up. It started changing about right then with him and Jeff Gordon. And so there's a lot of guys that probably could be real good, but they just don't have the money or the sponsorship to buy a ride, and that's where a lot of these rides are coming from. People are buying them.
So if
same as NASCAR, they buy a lot of rods too, so you don't see a lot of guys come off the Busch Series and just jump in there.
With this new car, if it does accomplish its goal of significantly lowering the cost of competition, do you see a lot more owners being able to hire drivers purely on talent then?
Not long as they bring in money. No. The car is not going to be that much different than the car is today. It's just going to be where you don't have to do a lot of changes, and simpler should be a lot cheaper car to operate.
All right, very well. AJ, I know you're busy. Thank you so much.
Okay.